for a new beginning. 1st of August, a new beginning. It's a new month. It's time to do another prayer session. Many lovely new things are happening for us. And I trust that even as we've stepped into this new month, that the Holy Spirit himself will continue to be our guide, keep us, watch over us, make this month a beautiful month for us in Jesus' name. Everything that concerns us, the Lord will perfect. He will beautify our lives, and his glory will be shown upon us, upon our families, upon our homes, and in everything we do in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, welcome, sister. Oh, good to see you. I haven't, you were not here for the last one, but I'm happy that you're here for this one now. Last time I saw you was in May. Yes, so thank you. Welcome everyone to prayers today. So it's day one of back to school prayers. And I just wanted to say that when we talk about back to school prayers, we don't only mean we're praying for our children, because they are the ones that are going to be resuming school. We're praying for the entire year. We're praying for ourselves as well. You're praying for yourself. You're praying for your family. You're praying for the nation. I mean, I feel like we need this even more than other years that we've been praying. Other years we've been praying, it's been, you know, sometimes we just pray, oh, regular stuff. But now I'm sure you agree with me that we need to do a lot more praying. There's so much uncertainty around now. A lot of us don't even know what's going to happen in September. I'm thinking, with all that's going on, am I going to just let my children go to school without, if I'm not sure that they're going to be kept protected from, it's a whole lot of mental stress just thinking about it. School is resuming in about a month and a few days, for instance, and we're still at this point of, am I even sure? what is going to happen, you know, that kind of thing. And here we are now. Here we are. We need to pray even more than ever before. And it's a beautiful start we're having today, because if you have your book, this is the book we're using, Mom's Back to School Prayer Guide. I don't know if you can see it. Right there, Mom's Back to School Prayer Guide. The links to get your copy are on the WhatsApp group if you're part of it. If you're not a part of it, the link to join the WhatsApp group has been sent to your email today. I mean, so we're starting today from a very good place. We're praying for God's leading in a new class. So it's not just in a new class. God's leading generally, God's direction, especially through these uncertain times. We're going to trust God to lead us, to make the right decisions for our children, to do the right thing for them, because we're in delicate times. How do you get in Nigeria? I struggled a bit yesterday. Okay. Do you have the link to get in Nigeria? Because it's there. It's an ebook. It's not a paperback. It's not paperback we have in Nigeria. We only have the ebooks in Nigeria. So you can only buy it from our website. But when we're done praying, we'll share the link. Okay. So we're going to be praying not only direction for our children, but direction for everything. For everything, for ourselves. We need it. We need it more than ever before. And we're going to trust God today that he's going to lead us. The scripture, Isaiah 42:16, says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. As far as I'm concerned, anybody that does not know what is going to happen in the future is blind. Meaning you're blind to that area of your life now because you don't know. You don't have a clarity yet about that area of your life. So if there's anyone who requires clarity about the next step, not only for your children, but even for yourself, as you start a new season. As far as I'm concerned, September is a new season for all of us. It's a new season. We're starting a new school year, and then the routine starts all over and over again, the way we've been doing and all that. We are blind in that area of our lives because we don't know yet what is going to happen. And that's why we're praying now and asking God for his leadership, for his guidance, for his direction. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. We're going to start from there today. We're going to start praying from there today. And we're going to start saying, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is already available to me. I thank you because you have not left me without guidance. I thank you because you have not let me without guidance. You have not let me without instructions. You have not let me without direction. I thank you, O God, for my life, for my children, for my family. I thank you for the nation where I live. I thank you for all my loved ones all over the world. I thank you for everyone that is my sphere of influence. I thank you, God, for giving us direction, even as we ask for you from you today. I thank you because you've already made available to us all that we require in this new school year. And Lord, we trust you today that even as we pray and make declarations, oh God, we see your work. We see you move in our lives. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to start praying. I'm going to say, Lord, even as you have promised us, oh God, that you're going to lead the blind in the way that we should go, in the way that we do not know yet. I ask, oh God, concerning myself, concerning my children, my family, concerning the new school year, concerning my children's school, concerning our nation, our leaders, we are praying, oh God, that we receive direction from you. We receive direction from you today concerning this new class that our children are going to be starting, this new school year. For instance, we are studying in Mom University in September as well. So we are praying for ourselves as the leaders there. We're praying for us, for all our instructors. We're also praying for everyone that is going to be coming as a student. We are praying that God gives us direction in this new school year in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for your leadership, oh God, for your guidance, for your direction in this new school year in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we trust you, oh God, that even as your promise has said that you will lead us, you will lead us in the way that we have not yet known. We declare today that we are led by the Lord in this new way that we do not yet know in the name of Jesus Christ. These uncertain ways, this new class, this new school year, this new era that we are stepping into, full of so much uncertainty, oh God, we receive direction from you and you are leading us in the way we should go in the name of Jesus. That scripture also says, I'm reading from Isaiah 42:16, for the sake of those just joining. Isaiah 42:16, it says, I will lead the blind also along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. It's going to lead us along unfamiliar path. How many of you agree with me that this path is so unfamiliar, even more unfamiliar than any of the paths we've ever taken before? Nobody has ever had the entire world shut down for months because of a pandemic. Have you ever experienced that before? No. I want us to pray and say, Lord, even as you have promised us, oh God, you lead us along unfamiliar paths. We are not left without guidance. We're not left without instruction, oh God. But Lord, we receive from you direction, instruction along unfamiliar paths, oh God. You are guiding us in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We receive from you direction, leadership, guidance, oh God. We receive from you superior discernment to step into this unfamiliar path of our lives in the new school year. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've never done this before. Lord, I pray specifically for myself, for my husband, my children. I pray for Mom University, oh God. Even as we step into this new phase of our journey, we've never done this before. And so, Lord, we require your leadership. We require your guidance. We require your instruction. We require your direction, oh God. In this unfamiliar path, oh God, you will guide us. Oh, we thank you because we receive your guidance. You are guiding us, oh God. And we step into a new level of direction in our lives in the name of Jesus. That scripture goes on to say, I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. In any area where we are still experiencing darkness concerning the new school year, that means we don't know what we're going to do. We're still confused. We receive God's direction and we receive God's light today. Lord, we receive your light in the name of Jesus. You, O God, turn our darkness into light. You turn our darkness into light before us. You make the rough places smooth. In the name of Jesus, any area where we're still having hiccups, where we don't even know what to do, where there's a bit of confusion, we're not sure how to go about it, Lord, we receive from you today. Your light shines into our heart and receive direction from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you, oh God, are making the rough places smooth for us, oh God. Lord, Makosotoli Braye di Kasatalianda. Oh, we declare that our rough places are turned into level ground. You are making them smooth before us, oh God. Meaning any area of our lives where we are not even sure what we are going to do. We receive from you superior direction, oh God. Oh, you, oh God, will turn our darkness before us into light. In the name of Jesus. I don't know how many of us remember the story of the children of Israel when they were going to cross the Red Sea. The Bible talks about the fact that, you know, that the pillar of cloud was always with them. They never moved until that pillar was moving. And when the Egyptians were coming to them to, you know, chasing them at the Red Sea, the Bible says that that pillar became the barrier between them and the Egyptians. All night long, the Egyptians couldn't move to meet the Israelites when God was dividing the Red Sea for them. That pillar became, it was light to the Egyptians, while it was darkness to the, it was light to the Israelites, I mean to say, while it was darkness to the Egyptians. We're going to pray with that understanding. We're going to say, Lord, I pray that you are my light. Darkness is behind me, but you are my light, leading me, oh God, along this unfamiliar, uncharted territory, oh God. You are leading me, you are directing me in the name of Jesus Christ. In this new school year, oh God, for my children, for my family, all of us are directed by you. We are led by you, oh God. Our darkness is turned into light before us. Every rough place before us is turned to level ground in the name of Jesus Christ. Every path before us is turned to level ground. In we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we step into God's light. We are no longer in darkness. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, here it says, these are the things that I will do. I will not forsake them. I'm going to say, Lord, you will not forsake us. As you have promised us in this school year, oh God, you will not forsake us. You are with us, constantly leading us, guiding us, directing our path, oh God. Even on this unfamiliar path and territories of a new class, new teachers, new friends, new people, new phase of life, as we step into new things, I pray also especially for myself today. I pray for Mom University. I pray for Mom's Achieving Purpose. And I declare, oh God, that as we step into new things, as you are leading us into a new territory come September, as you are leading us, doing things with us, oh God, I pray today that in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive direction from you. You will not leave us. You will not forsake us. As you have promised us, oh God, we step into your reality. And we step into your leadership, into your guidance, oh God, even in this new school year, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, the Bible says that, but the anointing that we have received abides in us. And we do not need that any man should teach us. But as the same anointing teaches us all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it has taught us, we shall abide in him. I want us to pray and say, Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is within us teaches us all things. The things that we may not even know about. The things that we have not yet experienced in the past. Lord, we declare that in the name of Jesus Christ, we step into this new reality of being led by the Spirit of God in all situations, in all circumstances, in all things, oh God. We step into this new reality for as many of us as I've not been able to discern God's voice in the past. We declare concerning you today that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you're able to discern the voice of the Lord. Oh, le koso to libra ye di kasatalian darabosta. I pray for you specially today. If there's anybody here listening to me that in the past you've been confused, I declare concerning you today the Lord is doing a new work in your life. And is leading you into a place where you're able to discern his voice. You can hear him clearly now. You are no longer confused. You're no longer living in darkness. You're no longer living confused. But from today, I declare concerning you that as you begin to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you are no longer left in the darkness. But I pray for you that you step into a new level of intimacy with God. You are able to hear him loud and clear. You know what God wants you to do. You're no longer living in confusion. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Lord that is upon you is teaching you all things, it teaches you all things. You know what to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you today that you're no longer living in ignorance. Le koso to lebra ye di kasatalia. Lebra yanda kasoto lebra ye di koso to lianda bosha. I pray for you today that you're no longer living in ignorance. Le koso to libra ye di kasata mayanda. Lebro ye di kasata labra yenda kasatalia. You no longer live in ignorance. I pray for you that you step into a new level of intimacy with God. You know what He's saying to you. You are led by the Spirit of truth. He's leading you, guiding you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 133, order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word. We're going to pray that in this new school year, in this new phase of our lives, in this new season, as we step into this new season of our lives, oh God, we declare that the Lord is ordering our steps in His word. He's directing us as we wait on Him every day for direction. We are no longer confused because God orders our steps aright. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, oh God, that the Lord orders our steps aright. We're not ignorant of what He's saying to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare concerning us that even as we move around, we hear a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. When we turn to the right hand, when we turn to the left, we receive direction from the Lord Himself. He leads us. He leads us. Le koso to lebra ye di kasa talianda. Lebra ya da 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 bo shakaru zotolianda kasu tolia. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are not blind. God is ordering our steps. We are hearing a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare concerning us, oh God, that even as we navigate this new territory, this new chapter of our lives, oh God, the Lord is ordering our steps aright. He's leading us. He's helping us to know what to do per time. We are not ignorant. Oh, malikoso tole braye di kasata. We are not ignorant, oh God. As we call unto the Lord, He's showing us ways that we did not know before. Le koso tole braye di kasata lianda. Le braye di kasata le de 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 bosta. We declare concerning ourselves in this new school year, in this uncharted territory that we are going to be going into. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we know what to do. We know what to do. The Lord makes it clear to us so that we can ascertain what He's saying to us, the direction He wants us to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're rounding up now. This is a short prayer. We're going to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for myself that even as You lead me, I will hear You. I will not be distracted. My life will not be so consumed by activities that I do not hear You. But Lord, I pray that even as You lead me, I hear You. I'm able to catch Your voice. I'm able to catch Your Spirit speaking to me. I'm not left in the dark because I hear You speaking to me and I'm able to follow Your instructions. I'm not caught up in too much activities that I don't hear You, God. As You speak to me, as You lead me, Lord, I hear You loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, le koso to lebra ye di kasatalia, lebra yanda kaso to lebro ye di kasutolia. Oh yes, we get this right. We move where You want us to move because we hear You loud and clear. Le koso to lebra ye di kasata. We hear You, O God, because we are listening for You. We are listening for You to speak to us. We hear You and we obey You, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, mighty God. We give You glory. We give You praise. Oh, we give You glory. We give You praise because we know for sure that as You lead us, we hear You. We listen for Your voice. We obey You. We follow Your path for our lives, for our children, for our families, for our homes, for everything that concerns us, oh God. We follow Your path like never before. Thank You, mighty God. Thank You, awesome Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, everyone. It is 25 minutes of prayers for back to school, and we will be done every day. So for anybody who's thinking of coming late, it's not like when we do get your group back in God, we pray for 30 minutes. This is going to be like 20 minutes, and we'll be out of there, okay? So yes, thank you for joining in today. Tomorrow, day two, we are going to continue praying. So please get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to be praying for favor for before teachers and influencers, for our children, for ourselves, as we step into this new school year. So make it a day tomorrow. Let us be praying together. I also wanted to add that as we pray, if you have the book, for instance, at the end of every chapter, there is somewhere where you can write how you're planning for the new school year, preparing for the school year ahead. So what do you want to focus on? I will say that don't allow yourself to get into the place where you are now scrambling around trying to find things as school resumes. It's time to start planning. What do I need to do? What do I need to put in place? What do I need to buy? What do I need to start to do, arrange, get a schedule ready for the children? Start from now. So every day, if you do every day, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, write something down that you need to do. It will help you a great deal. Because that way, you're not running around when it's almost time for school. So back to school prayer is also a time where we prepare and plan ahead for the new school year. All right. Thank you, ladies. I will see you tomorrow by God's grace. Please don't forget to also invite people to join in the prayers. Invite other people to join, people that don't know that we're going to be praying. Maybe they don't know yet, but invite them. Invite your friends, share with other people. We have the daily prayer cards on our social media platforms. You can go in there. Moms Achieving Purpose on social media. You can find me there and you can share. Invite someone, put it on your DP. So many people have had that thing of, oh, I saw it on somebody's DP and I joined. So yes, share it on your DP, put it on your WhatsApp status, share it on your Facebook, on Instagram, put it somewhere, let someone else see it and send them the link to join, to sign up and join the prayers. All right. Thank you, ladies. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your Saturday. Bye-bye.